Please stay tuned at the end of our liturgy today for a special message for priests from Archbishop Cordeleoni. Now let's pray.
O God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. New star of heaven, joy of all creation, bearing the day star, mother of your maker, lift up the fallen, lend your aid to sinners. O Virgin Mary, surely God made you as his holy ladder. He holds the summit, highest seeking lowest. Grant us the lowly to return ascending. Heights of high heaven, at your assumption, choirs of blessed angels, ranks of the prophets and the great apostles, wondering behold you raised on high above them, next to the Godhead. Praise in the highest be to God forever. Trinity blessed, crowning you in heaven, Queen of creation, Holy Virgin Mother. Our gracious Lady. Amen.
Christ ascended into heaven and prepared an everlasting place for his Immaculate Mother. Alleluia. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the name of the Lord. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory, who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth. From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people, to To the childless wife he gives a home, and gladdens her heart with children. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Christ ascended into heaven and prepared an everlasting place for his Immaculate Mother. Alleluia. Through Eve, the gates of heaven were closed to all mankind. Through the Virgin Mother, they were opened wide again. Alleluia. Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Zion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within you. He established peace on your borders. He feeds you with finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool. He scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down hailstones like crumbs. The waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth the waters flow. He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Through Eve, the gates of heaven were closed to all mankind. Through the Virgin Mother, they were opened wide again. Alleluia. The Virgin Mary has been exalted above all the heavens. Come, let all men glorify Christ the King, whose kingdom will endure forever. Alleluia. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Virgin Mary has been exalted above all the heavens. Come, let all men glorify Christ the King, whose kingdom will endure forever. Alleluia. Those God predestined he likewise called. Those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he in turn glorified.
as Mary is taken up to heaven, the angels of God rejoice.
As Mary is taken up to heaven, the angels of God rejoice.
They worship the Lord and sing his praises.
The angels of God rejoice.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
As Mary is taken up to heaven, the angels of God rejoice.
Beatam medicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna, qui potens est, alleluia. Magnifica anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, et jenem ex hoc beata medicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna, qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordia eius a progenie in progenies dimensibus eum fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui, deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles, esuriente simplevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanis, suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Beata medicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna, qui potens est, alleluia.
Let us praise God, our almighty Father, who wished that Mary, his son's mother, be celebrated by each generation. Now in need we ask.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
O God, worker of miracles, you made the Immaculate Virgin Mary. Share body and soul in your Son's glory in heaven. Direct the hearts of your children to that same glory.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
You made Mary our mother. Through her intercession, grant strength to the weak, comfort to the sorrowing, pardon to sinners, salvation and peace to all.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
You made Mary full of grace. Grant all men the joyful abundance of your grace.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
Make your church of one mind and one heart in love, and help all those who believe to be one in prayer with Mary, the Mother of Jesus.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
You crowned Mary Queen of Heaven. May all the dead rejoice in your kingdom with the saints forever.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who looking on the lowliness of the Blessed Virgin Mary, raised her to this grace, that your only begotten Son was born of her according to the flesh, and that she was crowned this day with surpassing glory, grant through her prayers that, saved by the mystery of your redemption, we may merit to be exalted by you on high. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat eternam.
Amen.
Ora pro nobis sancta Dei genitrix,
ut in officium ut promissionibus Christi.
I am Archbishop Salvatore Cordiglione, and I am preparing to launch the Reverent Liturgy Project. The core of the Reverent Liturgy Project is to take the practical wisdom of priests who have successfully moved to Reverent Liturgy in their parishes and worshiping communities and offer it to priests who want to embark on the same journey but need a roadmap to get started. So, if you are a priest, we need you. If you would like to help or to learn, please visit reverentliturgy.org. Thank you for your prayerful consideration of this request.